Hi, this is John Barber from IDW Publishing. You are listening to the Geekcast Radio Network.
This is Optimus Prime, and you are listening to All Things Transformers.
Just transformed and transcended with us here on All Things Transformers inside the pull bag. That's right, folks. It's an ATTF TPB crossover episode. Once again, I am one of your hosts, TF2 and Mike. Joining me, as always, Steve Megatron. Hello, sir. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. We have one day left in 2020. Who knows if 2021 is going to be any better, but look on the bright side. This is the last day of the year of 2020, and it is the last episode of All Things Transformers and the Pullbag for 2020, episode 392 for the Pullbag. So close to 400, folks. We're eight episodes away from 400 episodes inside the Pullbag. I have plans to do a big, giant celebration this coming March 2021. Online, obviously, because nobody needs to be interacting with anybody else out in the public. Stay inside, folks.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm positive.
Oh, no.
We're all going to show up in Optimus Prime masks.
You said you're positive.
Ha! No! No, no. No. No.
I goaded you into that one.
Bad Megatron! Bad Megatron! And tonight we're going to be talking about Transformers Galaxies. This is the 12-issue. It was ongoing. It's no longer ongoing because they're doing away with it after the 12th issue. But this was the 12-issue, I guess at this point, mini-series that they did. Kind of like how IDW Publishing did the Spotlights way back in the day. We had started with the Constructicons Rising arc, and we will eventually get Tyler Blazinski in on this podcast to talk about that and to talk about all things comics and every other geeky thing we can think of. And tonight we're talking about issues 5 and 6, which is a Cliff Jumper story. Or I should say it's a Bumble Jumper story.
Cliff, whatever your name is.
Yes, exactly. Cliff Notes. Cliffhanger.
Clug Jumper.
Yeah. Clog Hopper. This was written by Kate Leith and Cohen Edenfield. The art was done by Alex Milne. The colors were done by Josh Perez. And the letters and design were done by Jake M. Wood. Editors on this were David Marriott and Tom Waltz. So this is a two-issue story where Cliff Jumper is with, what's his name?
Deathsaurus.
Deathsaurus. And they're on this weird planet that apparently worships Bumblebee. And it's a big old trap, essentially, for the most part. Now, what were you thinking when you read this?
Well, for one, I thought it was funny that he comes off the assembly line minutes after Bumblebee, and they're like, oh, yeah, and here's that other guy.
Mm-hmm.
No mentor for you. Just get to work.
Yep, exactly. And, I mean, everybody in the Transformers fandom always knew this. Everybody always knew that, oh, Cliffjumper and Bumblebee, they're not the same, but they are the same kind of thing. And it just... Cliffjumper has a huge chip on his shoulder about it, but he knows who he is. So, you know, I really enjoyed part one. I thought it was interesting. I'm glad I was not reading this as it came out, because I'd be like, oh, cliffhanger, come on.
Cliffhanger.
Well, that's what it says, the end of the thing. It says cliffhanger.
As opposed to only cliff jumper.
Yes. So they're on this planet trying to figure out this ore or what these... It's one of the colony planets to Cybertron. And they're trying to figure out what's going on with it. And I love that in this they give you an ash can of a Transformers Bumblebee, an old Transformers Bumblebee spotlight at the back of issue number 5. We are reading this in single issue, folks. As I mentioned in the last ATTF comic episode, the Galaxies series will be collected in the main ongoing of Transformers Volume 2 and 3. Volume 2 is out now. I think Volume 3 comes out in January or might be December. December, January, or February. I forget. What did you think as a two-parter for this? Did you think it worked as a part one, part two story? Did you think that it should have just been one whole part? Or how did you feel about the structure of it?
I felt like it was good for what it was. I mean, it told a story. It was, you know, a two-parter. It told what it needed to, explained some backstory, and it also threw some other, you know, new things into continuity. But overall, like, it was fine.
Yeah.
I think that two issues was sufficient for what it was.
Yep. Very fun. Yeah. And I actually enjoyed it. I wish they would do more with Cliff Jumper. And I think, and the sad thing is, and I know this is going to be really, really, really bad to say, but other people have said things like this about Rodimus, where they like seeing him get hurt kind of thing. Not that I liked seeing Cliff Jumper get hurt, but I love the visuals that Alex and the colorists put into here in issue 6 of Transformers Galaxies, of Cliff Jumper's head in the wall and Death Star is pulling him out of the wall kind of thing. I love that visual. It is so cool. And I felt the story was really, really good. It really picked up in issue 6. It was one of those things where, oh, he's more than just a supposed clone of Bumblebee. And somebody within this bat race recognizes that he's not the false god. I actually tweeted it and I put it on Facebook too. I said, I just quoted one of the lines from this, which I absolutely love the line. What is it? Dark purposes must be vexed. And that was right before they're like, vex the false bee and whatever else, because these Transformer worshiping people they're very sheltered, apparently, because when Desaris basically goes off on them, they're like, huh? What? Oh, no. Yeah, I really enjoyed this. I thought it was a lot of fun. Like I said a second ago, I wish they would do more with Cliff Jumper, and maybe they have. I don't know. Because I've only read what we've already covered, Volume 1 of the new Transformers universe over at IDW, and I do have plans for us to review more of it in the future. Was there anything in here you didn't particularly like, or just overall you're good with it?
Overall, I was good with it. I was quite surprised at what they managed to squeeze in there as far as not only continuity, but... as far as, like, for one, I love the designs of everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So I had literally no problems with any of it. I love the coloring. I love the designs. I love the aspects that they kind of threw in there for Deathsaurus, kind of showing this other side of him. He's like, oh, Prime does this, and or Orion Pax does this, Megatron pontificates, and
mm-hmm.
you know, it was rather funny saying that he's just like, I'm just gonna do what I want.
yeah absolutely. Deathsaurus is not a character I know too much about. Obviously he's kind of the villain of this piece a little bit.
A little bit.
Well, I mean, he is a mass murderer, but it's one of those things where at first he's trying to fool everybody, not necessarily himself, but everybody else. and he succeeds, because let's face it, these bat-like creatures are very gullible. After all, they use Bumblebee as their biggest hero. And don't get me wrong, in certain aspects and certain continuities, Bumblebee is definitely a hero. But it just the... I don't want to say narrow-minded or close-mindedness of these people, but just the undying devotion aspect of it. It's like, really? Bumblebee? Really? What the hell has he ever done?
Apparently been birthed.
Apparently, yeah.
Yeah. What's Cliff Jumper? Chop liver?
Yeah, really. But I do love the ending to this, where Cliff Jumper says, look, this investigation isn't over, but it needs to stay quiet. Be where we can find you, Cliff Jumper. And that was Chromia talking to him. Right, sorry. Don't worry about it. I know who I am. And I think that's the thing. Like, he's trying to step out of the shadow of this supposed impressive person who got forged before he did. And he's just trying to be his own person. And I think that's a cool, cool thing. That they took the story and he knows who he's supposed to be and who he is. Like, there's nothing greater than knowing who you are on the inside.
Agreed.
Versus what people assume you to be. You know what happens when you assume? You make an ass out of yourself.
Yeah, it's all kinds of fun.
yes, exactly.
But no, I mean, it was interesting. It was cool seeing, like I said, Death Saris. It was funny that they also tricked the creatures into, oh, you're supposed to shear your wings so you can't fly.
Yeah, that was kind of sad, though. I mean...
Well, that was definitely a Death Saris thing. Like, oh, yeah. Only one of you are allowed to fly, because otherwise they're flying vermin and, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Overall,
go ahead. Yeah, it was meant to be, you know, purposely, you know, him oppressing them and destroying them.
Villains, man. At least it wasn't, you know, your standard thing. Go ahead, Megatron.
Well, at least he wasn't a dirtbag.
Anyways,
kind of a quick year-end episode for us. I'm not looking at any actual Transformers news. I know that the Beast Wars comic is coming. I think when did we find out that was coming?
I think it's February.
It's January or February. We'll cover it at some point soon-ish, as soon as it comes out. So. What would you rate issues 5 and 6 for Cliff Jumper's Galaxies adventure?
I'd probably give it a 5, just because it was fun.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I didn't see that there was, like, it's not even, like, critical of anything. Like, I didn't see anything I didn't like. I didn't see any moments where it was like, can we get this over with, please, kind of thing? Or can you move the story? The story moved along very well. I also give it a 5 out of 5. Coming up in January 2021 here inside the pull bag, we are going to be continuing the Scooby-Doo team-up stuff with myself and JT from Saskatoon. We've got volumes 3 and 4 in one podcast episode, 5 and 6 in another. And then hopefully, because I haven't actually talked to her yet, but hopefully... As Inauguration Day happens, we will release episode 395, where Beatles Diva and I, Nicole Beatles Diva Hailstorm, and I will talk about Devocracy. Devocracy is the third story from Ryan Ferrier, and I forget who his artist is on that. But yes, Nicole and I had covered Dave and Dave 2 a couple of years ago, and it's really, it's fun comic. Really, really cool. So we'll do that. And then JT will be back to talk about Batman Beyond Volume 6, Divide, Conquer, and Kill. So that's what's coming up in January here inside the pull bag for the new year. February, we're only going to have 3 episodes instead of 4. We may actually only have 2. I don't know. It just depends on how things shake out. And then March, episode 400 will happen. So we are on our way to that. Anything else you want to say before we get the heck out of here?
Yeah, looking forward to 2021 with all of the Beast Wars resurgence stuff coming from Kingdom and the new comic and the, yeah, just how everything plays out next year.
Absolutely. For now, I am TF2 and Mike. He is Steve Megatron. This is the pullbag on all things Transformers. Make your greatest game into comics, transform and transcend with us every time we release an episode. And unleash the comic and Transformers geek in you. We will catch you in the new year, folks. Hope everyone had a great holiday season, even though it's been 2020.
You've just heard the latest episode of The Pullbag, the GCRN's first comic review and discussion podcast. There are several ways to get in touch with us and leave feedback for the show. You can visit the website, geekcastradio.com, where you can comment on the episode and all of our different podcasts. You can rate and leave a review for the show on iTunes. Be sure to leave us feedback. Become a fan of us on Facebook, facebook.com/thepullbag. Send us an email, feedback@geekcastradio.com. Follow us on Twitter @thepullbag and @geekcastradio. So until next time, make your great escape into comics and unleash the geek in you.